Jacob Bruxer is with the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Regulation Office in Canada. He says the changes have already gone into effect, but it's unlikely residents on the lake's south shore will get relief right away.
This is a very small increase, and it takes a lot of water and a lot of outflow to make any significant difference to Lake Ontario.
Since Lake Ontario is so massive, this change would take a week to reduce the lake level by about a quarter of an inch. But Bruxer says the goal is to continue to let more water out and at gradually higher levels. Downstream, flooding in parts of Quebec along the St. Lawrence River is finally subsiding, so the region is able to withstand the higher outflows. Bruxer says their best hope for increasing outflows and helping residents along Lake Ontario is drier weather. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester, New York.